Hello and welcome to a special short podcast series to announce the mentors for this year's Build Academy Summit. So without further ado, let's learn about this episode's mentor.
Hello and welcome to our final presentation of another participant of the Build Academy in Valencia this year. Hello, Mutin. Nice to meet you.
Great to have you. Hello, Daniel. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Good to have you on air for the brief introduction today. Could I quickly ask you to introduce yourself to our visitors?
Of course. So, hello, everyone. My name is Moti Vaknin. I'm from Tel Aviv, Israel. I am CTO of WeBeam company. Our company is one of the our company in Israel, in Tel Aviv, that work in project involved with BIM. Basically, I am architect. More from 10 years work on system coordination, basic on BIM platform.
Cool.
Our office is in Tel Aviv. We have more from 10-12 people working on BIM. All of cycle of the building, starting from the design, also consulting, and only with BIM, only with BIM.
Okay, thanks. And could you maybe introduce us some projects which you are currently working on, and does it entail for you to work on?
Yeah, of course. We have some project. What I want to present, talk about three of the biggest project that we have now. Also, this is the biggest project now in Israel, in Tel Aviv. First one, it's I want to talk for each one. Yes, we have three very huge, huge and complex project. Mobileye. I want to start with Mobileye. Mobileye, it's in Jerusalem. It's a project, the size of the project, it's around 140,000 square meter. This is a very unique project. Also a complicated project because this project have energy center, data center, restaurant, parking, offices, kitchens, labs, workshops. So it's not original project, yes. It's let's say that each floor of this project is not same like the other one. It's different, okay? Each floor is different from the other floor. So it's very complicated, and what we did in this project, it's the BIM management, also the system coordination, and the experience from this project was awesome, because like I said before, because each center, each floor, each have a lot of system, because let's say for example, one floor it was the energy center or data center. So a lot of the systems, and to do system coordination in this project, it was very, very complicated, but it's go well, it's go very good. And this is one of the project. The second one is also in Jerusalem. It's the university in Jerusalem. This project is also very, very huge and complicated also. You want to know what is the size of this project, Daniel?
Yes, please tell us.
Imagine what is the size of this project. This project is around 250,000 square meters. I think it's a big project now in Israel. In this project, we do also BIM management and system coordination in this project. It's not a regular project. Each floor have different use. One floor is lab, the second floor is kitchen, that's a one, parking. Third floor is for WeWork, you know WeWork. A lot of companies, startup company, computer company rent these places. So it's a very, it's not a regular project. And in this project also, we do a BIM management and also the system coordination. A lot of experience, a lot of understand how it works, the system coordination. So this is the third one, and this is the second one. And the third one, it was Intel. I also in Israel, the consulting in Intel company.
Oh, cool. Not about, a big name.
Yeah, about BIM, okay, in Israel. We have to, for now, we have two, three projects in Israel, in Intel. And now I am also the BIM management and do the system coordination. And Intel is a very special owner because they have, Intel have a lot of standards. You know, if you know Intel, they have a lot of standards. So all the system.
I can imagine that they do have certain requirements.
Yeah, exactly. So all the system coordination have to be by rules. Okay, so in Intel rules. So without your experience in the system coordination, you have to mind about the rules of Intel. And also there, we have, it's also a big project. And it's around also 120,000 square meter. And also there, we have, we're doing there BIM management and the system coordination. Like I said before, in the other project, each floor is different, each area is different, it's room spaces, you have a lot of spaces there. Each space have different systems, and you need to coordinate this system. So this is now the biggest project that we have now here in our company. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for this really detailed introduction. If we might try to find our way to Valencia, where we then meet for the workshop, in a nutshell, what is, based on your used practice, model validation and the quality control for you? And to what extent do you actually use it practically, considering the multidisciplinarity in this sector?
We need to understand the standard. The my validation in the model, it's the standard, okay, that we have to the standard of the data that we have to bring into the model, because when we have the data, we can do all the things that we need to do in the model. Let's talk about the system coordination, for example. We need, if you want to do system coordination right, we need to bring all the data that we need to the model, and this is the main control model that we need okay, because let's say, for example, I can give you an example.
Yes, please, it would be nice for all listeners.
Yeah, if for example, if we go now to before, I want to say that before the system coordination, we need to check the geometry, that all the geometry work together, okay? We need to see that we understand, for example, in the model, okay? Let's say, for example, simple example, what is concrete, what is not concrete, okay? Because if we have any systems, okay, that have to go through some wall, I don't know, we need to understand if this wall is concrete. If it's concrete, we need to ask from opening, for example, of this wall. So we need to validate and to control and see that we have all the data that we need into the model. After that, we can start doing the clash detection. But before that, okay, it's very, I think, very difficult. Yeah. And for me, before I start in the class detection, I check the model, see that all the data that I need, it's into the model.
Yeah, which definitely shows that having such a high complexity and large surfaces to work with, it's definitely all about making sure that the data quality itself is.
Yeah, usable. Exactly. And we need data quality, exactly. Let's say, for example, for piping, we have a lot of system, okay? Let's say plumbing, okay? We have a lot of systems, so we need to understand what system is flexible, what system is not flexible. And this is data that we need to bring into the model. Electricity, we have also some electricity cable trays are flexible. Some electricity cable tray are not flexible. So we need to understand that in the model, okay? Because not all the cable tray, okay, we see cable tray, but not all the cable tray in the model is the same.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, really, for giving us this nice detailed insight on how your daily professional life looked like. Looking forward to the Build Academy workshop, what software and case study will you be covering and will you show us in Valencia?
Okay. In Valencia, we will talk about, in my workshop, I will talk about Revit, BIM 360 and Navisworks and Navisworks Manage. And I want in my workshop to teach how this three software work together, because I know that some people know Revit, some know BIM 360, and some know Navisworks. But when we talk about flood detection, okay, data management and flood detection, how these three software work together? Okay, we will understand what is the model coordination in Revit. We will see and understand. What is a model coordination in BIM 360. We will talk about also the document management and model coordination in the 360. Then how we do clashes in BIM 360. And then how we manage the clashes in Autodesk Navisworks and Revit. Like I said before, how all these software talk together, because it's very important. And I can
absolutely.
Yeah. Because I want to say that in my experience, when I go now to meeting in all the projects that I said before, for example, in Mobileye or Intel, this is my process. Okay, this is my workflow. Revit, BIM 360, Navisworks, and these three software talk together. And then also how the client, I want to show also how the client can see the issue, close the issue, how I see this issue in BIM 360, how I see this issue in Revit, Navis.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. And the main outcome, so to say, for the students and the takeaway is then definitely to be able to get an insight on how to get a simple project done in terms of model validation, quality control, data control on, a hands-on project.
It's two things. First of all, I want in my workshop to give to the students my experience, and first of all, understand the hierarchy of the clash detection, because when we do clash detection, it's not like, okay, give me the plumbing, give me the mechanical equipment, and let's do the clashes. No, we have a lot of rules before we do the clash detection. We have, for example, height clearance. We have a lot of rules before we're doing clash detection. And I want to explain about these rules before we come to a clash detection. This is the first thing. In the clash detection, we have hierarchy from what we start, because when we talk about coordination, it's a lot of mess, okay? And we need to understand from where we start, okay? What is more important for us? And then the process of the clash detection, okay? Maybe we have to start from the geometry clashes between systems and geometry before we do the clashes between the systems. Like I said before, the clash detection have hierarchy. And this is the hierarchy that I want to bring and to show in my workshop.
Okay, thanks. I'm really looking forward to have a good time with you and our students at the Built Academy. For now, I would like to thank you a lot for your help and your flexibility to join us today. And yeah, looking forward to see you in a couple of weeks in Valencia.
Thank you very much, Daniel, and I hope to see the students there in Valencia.
You're more
thank you very much. Adios, amigos.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.